when the CCP attacks any of our friends, partners, allies, but they understand that they're basically attacking all of us and that we band together to deal with their import bans, for instance, or whatever they do as a tool of economic coercion.
This hearing on Capitol Hill was meant to showcase how the CCP uses globalization as a trap, to use the words of the ranking member on the committee. The witnesses and lawmakers highlighted several instances of how the Chinese Communist Party has retaliated against democratic nations when they took actions that were unfavorable for the party. For example, like when Australia launched an investigation into the origins of COVID-19, China then responded with tariffs on the nation. Now, the lawmakers and witnesses say that the Chinese Communist Party's goal with tactics like this is to try to force the free world to bend to the will of the party. Listen.
Norway awarded a dissident the Nobel Peace Prize. China responded with salmon bans and frozen diplomacy. These weren't policy disputes, they were sovereignty violations. In each case, the message from Beijing was clear. We will control your behavior through your economy.
As far as how the U.S. is impacted by these coercive economic tactics, one lawmaker says that our reliance on China for critical rare earth minerals is our single greatest vulnerability. The ranking member even went so far as to try to visualize for the American people the number of everyday products that use these critical minerals to be produced.
Everyday items, including this toothbrush and even this drill. It's basically in everything you can possibly think of. These rare earth magnets power almost all items that involve motors in our daily lives.